watching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Hey, just a notice before he does come in here, if he does come in here, I said nothing, no matter what my boss or anybody else in this studio said, I said. I have not said it. So anyway, I'm going to leave it there. You'll understand if he comes in. Anyway, wow, how about all that rain that come through last night? Crazy up there. Let me see here. Let me get over here to my radar scope. And between north of Hammond, to Leedy, to Camargo, to Byside, to Sharon, over towards Shattuck and Arnett, there's a big old area there that, according to my rainfall totals, got anywhere from 2.5 to 4 inches, 3.5 inches. It's great. Ponds are full or maybe overfilling, but we will never turn down any rain. Cheyenne looks like they got about an inch. Elk City, 1.5 to 2 inches in some areas. I got right at 3/4, 8/10 down at West Carter. And so down towards Godibo and Hobart, Sentinel, inch and a half. Bessie, Custer City, Thomas, just a big old area of western Oklahoma that rolled through this morning. Got some really good rain, and it's coming again tonight, looks like, according to the forecast, and we'll take it. I know there's a lot of hay down right now, and I'm sorry your hay got rain on, guys, but rain in July is very well accepted. So anyway, it'll keep it wet so you can get another cut in the grass hay, so we'll be all good. Well, let's check some air temperatures. If you want to, the text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. If you don't mind, text in your area, town, and how much rain you got. If you want to, let us know how much rain you got in your area. And but currently 79 degrees at Arnett, home of Lori Campbell, 77 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, 82 at Hollis, capital of Harmon County, 74 at Hobart, Kiowa County capital. Back over towards the northeast, Cherokee's at 78, Lahoma's at 76, Slapout's at 80. Out here in the West Texas, got in the Panhandle. No, I keep saying West Texas. It's a West Texas Mesonet, but it's in the Eastern Texas Panhandle. 77 at Lipscomb, 79 at Canadian, 80 at Dozer, 84 at Odell, and 75 at Goodland. So anyway, we got lots going on today. Kelsey Walters is going to be on the show with me around 12:20 to talk about the upcoming farmers market at Canute, which will be tomorrow. They had their first one last Saturday, but they're going to have a good one tomorrow. Farmers markets going everywhere. I came into town from on 6 coming into the south part. Just looking over there at the sale barn here at Elk City, and parking lot is full, and also there was a line at the vegetable market they have there that those ladies bring vegetables in. And so I pulled in there to be nosy, and cantaloupe, watermelon, strawberries, peaches, I mean, you name it, they had it going on. Okra, potatoes, just everything you ever wanted for your supper tonight. But anyway, they was going there, seen a bunch of people there I knew, and the cantaloupe smelled really good, so I had to pick some up, and I brought them up here to the office, and everybody appreciated them. But anyway, they was going good. So it's that time of the year for vegetables coming out of the garden. Also, I had a message from one of the listeners that he hadn't checked his tomato plants in a day or two, a couple days, actually 2 days, and went out there, and he lost 56 plants in 2 days, and it wasn't army worms. It was tomato rot. It was nothing. Guess what it was? It was blister bugs. They were all over. They destroyed 56 plants. So be aware and have whatever you use on your tomatoes to get rid of bugs readily available at any given time. So now I'm going to rush home today after work and check mine, because I haven't checked mine since the day before yesterday. And anyway, just blister bugs just totally destroyed those tomato plants. It was a bad deal. So anyway, just keep aware. Go out there and check them. Check them twice a day if you need to. But anyways, I'm like him. I hadn't checked my tomato plants in 2 days because it was been raining, and I know everything was probably good. But man, anyway, I feel sorry for him. But anyway, okay, let's see what happened overnight, if I can find it in the big agricultural world. Wheat down overnight. It declined in overnight trading on improved prospects in countries that export the grain. Rainfall in parts of Argentina likely will improve germination in the wheat for the next couple of weeks, according to the Commodity Weather Group. Still, precipitation last week kept farmers in the South American country out of their fields, delaying sowing. According to the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange, how do you like how I said that? Argentina is expected to produce 19.5 million metric tons of wheat, of which 13.5 million tons will be exported, according to data from the USDA. The USDA last month projected shipments from Russia at 46.5 million, and Russia is saying 47.2 million. Harvest in Kansas, the biggest producer of wheat in the U.S., rolls in about 46% complete. I think we're around 80% complete, according to the data from the USDA. That's well behind the 80% that was collected at this point last year and down from the prior five-year average of 63%. Wheat futures for September delivery dropped 11 cents to 647 a bushel overnight in the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City plunged 19 and three-quarter cents to 824 a bushel. Corn futures fell 5 3/4 to $5.75 a bushel. And man, corn is, it's about time for that to turn around and head back the other direction. Soybeans were down 5 1/2 cents to 1334 a bushel overnight. Soy meal lost 410 to 387.70 a short ton, and soy oil rose 0.22 cents to 59.46 cents a pound. Ethanol, guys want to hear about ethanol. Production rose to a fresh six-month high while inventories declined in the 7 days that ended on June 30th. Production of the biofuel rose to an average of 1.06 million barrels a day, up from 1.052 million barrels the previous week. That's the highest level since the week ended on December 29th. Just an update on what's happening in the Midwest as far as ethanol is concerned, because they are the biggest producing region. Output rose to 999,000 barrels a day, up from 991,000 barrels a week earlier. There you have it. Strong storms are rolling through the Texas Panhandle into western Oklahoma this morning, according to the National Weather Service. And I checked radar right before the show started, and there's still some pockets of storms out here, just some small ones compared to what rolled through about 5 a.m. through the Roger Mills County this morning. Severe thunderstorms were moving through the region with softball-sized hail and strong winds reported. I didn't hear, I know we got some heavy wind at the house, but I didn't hear any hail. Heavy rainfall also is possible with these storms, and it was another round of storms that forecast tonight into Saturday morning. I know the people out there at the Christmas in July didn't want to hear that forecast, but I'm sorry, it's happening. Storms are also expected to kick off this evening in western and central Minnesota. Damaging winds and locally heavy rainfall are the main concerns associated with the system. Winds are projected to be around 60 miles an hour. And we got that. Let me see here. Oops, hang on. Oh, there we go. That'd help if I put that on the right page. There we go. Okay. My man from the French Quarters down there, up there at Pack Saddle, he said in the last 7 days at Pack Saddle, they've received 6.25 inches of rain. How about that? Pretty good. We'll take it. The rivers are running good. Notice Lugard Lake is finally over 30% full, or filling up to 30%. It's filled up to 30%. Anyway, it's going on there. Okay, let's check out what's happening. Let me update just a few of the grain prices, current grain prices. Everything's in the red but cattle and oil. How about that? Narrow this down really quick. Corn for July is at 562, September 489. Soybeans for July 1494, down 31 already today. August is 1431. Soybean meal for July is 410 even, 402.10 for August. Soybean oil for July, 65.96. August is 62.76. Hard red winter wheat's down 9 today for July at 834. September down 20 at 823. Oats for July, 416, just steady as she goes. September's 420, down over 8. And then cotton, actually, cotton's just crazy to read. You just never know what's going to happen. October, 83 cents a pound. December's at 79 cents a pound. So anyway, well, let's take a Wheeler General Store break, because it is the Wheeler General Store hour today. When we come back, I'll tell you more about them, have you a little forecast for one of our cities out there in the Texas Panhandle, and we will get on air with Kelsey and see what's happening over the big town of Canute, Oklahoma, right after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Join us, the Caring Transitions team, this weekend for the Baker Family Estate Sale at 1221 North Randall, Elk City. Open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9 a.m. Make sure you're there early for the best selection. We also will be offering an online preview by request only for the items that are still available on ctbids.com for the Baker family. A concession stand will be provided. And as always, please call me, Tia Dunlap, at 580-821-2572 for a free consultation for all of your family's transition needs. And let the company that cares make your transition stress-free.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June 23rd. 1,379 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 236 brought 326. 3 at 317 brought 330. 5 at 368 brought 316, 7 at 390 brought 302, 12 at 433 brought 275, 4 at 611 brought 233, 9 at 634 brought 227, 5 head of heifers at 206 brought 306, 10 at 366 brought 266, 6 at 478 brought 242, 8 at 495 brought 235, 15 at 550 brought 226, 3 at 647 brought 195, 7 at 1335 brought 143.85, butcher cows were 60 to 120, butcher bulls brought 94 to 140, bred cows were 760 to 1875, pairs brought 750 to 2650. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. Consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Today in Ag Show. We are in the Wheeler General Store happy hour. And we got, on the Gabe Gadget, 75 degrees, 80% humidity. The winds are, look like they are out of the northwest at 5.8 miles an hour. Not too shabby. I've picked the big town of Canadian, Texas again because I got some more rain last night. 81 degrees, heat index is 85. Humidity 69%, dew point is 70 degrees, wind is out of the southeast at 15 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 18 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts, I guess when today so far was 38 miles an hour when one of those storms rolled through there about, probably hit there about 3:30 this morning. Month to date precipitation 3.90 inches in Canadian, Texas. Soil temperature at 8 inches deep is 73 degrees. Well, on the phone with me right now is Miss Kelsey Walters from Canute, Oklahoma. And she, I've been following her on Facebook this year, and she has been doing a wonderful job of promoting the big town of Canute. And welcome to the show, Kelsey.
Thanks, Jimmy. I'm glad to be on.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming on. Tell everybody who you are. I know who you are. I know your mom and dad and your sister and your brother. But tell everybody who you are and where you live, besides Canute.
my story is a little bit unusual. So I'm Kelsey Walters from Canute, graduated here, finished at Oklahoma State University, and then joined the Peace Corps and traveled to the Republic of Moldova. And, long story short, married a guy over there. We reorganized a Soviet collective farm, and now today we farm about 6,000 acres in Moldova. And it's a bit complicated because they're right there on the border of Ukraine. So we have been spending quite a bit of time here in Oklahoma trying to get away from all the chaos. And in coming back to Canute, Oklahoma, I got involved in trying to help my community step forward and do some exciting things. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. And then one of these days in the near future, everybody, Kelsey's going to come on and we're going to talk about what they do over there in Europe. When they're farming, how things may be different, may not be different. It's all the same, but it's not all the same because everybody farms different from one county to the next county. So it's a really interesting story about Kelsey and over there where they live there. Like she said, she's spending some time over here because it's a little chaotic over there in the neighborhood of Ukraine. So better be safe than sorry. But you guys started a farmer's market in Canute, and I think the first one was last Saturday, if I'm correct.
That's right. We had we had four vendors show up. We had a collection of squash, taters, a whole bunch of red sand plum jelly, and we have more vendors that have, committed to join this farmer's market. It was a little bit too early last week, and, it's just kind of, we're getting the ball rolling. We have a great tradition in Canute of a whole collection of families that have big, really lovely gardens. And, if you don't have a place to sell and you start getting, drowned in squash midsummer, the next summer you put in fewer squash. But we would really like to build a market demand where we've got people coming in from Elk and people coming in from Clinton to come in over and get some fresh produce from our farm families here in Canute, and really rebuild that tradition. So this is a kind of a new initiative, and this will be the second Saturday here coming tomorrow morning that we'll have vendors out selling their produce.
What time do they fire up?
So they're going to fire up, and they're going to be selling from 8 to 11 or 8 until sellout. And in addition to our families in Canute, if there are other vendors in the area who have, you know, farm produce that would like to come sell, they can email CanuteFarmersMarket@gmail.com and just kind of discuss, or they can just come over and set up. We're going to be selling directly in the parking lot directly across from the Domino's gas station in Canute, right next to the old Canute Heritage Center, the old Holy Family Catholic Church.
Yeah, right there in that big parking lot there. Yeah, that's a good spot for it, too. And then, yeah, and you got Domino's. You can go across there and get you a cold drink if you need one, if you shop too long or whatever. But they, what all did they have last? Did they have any? They had, you said, squash and wild plums, and what else did they have last week?
Yeah, we had some corn. Somebody had some nice red skin potatoes. And, you know, right now we're just overrun with sand plums for anybody brave enough to go out and pick them. And then, for those people who really want the extra punishment, to go ahead and make those into some beautiful sand plum jelly. We bought several jars last week, and I took that to Oklahoma City and gave it to some people who really appreciate getting a little bit of taste of, you know, real Western Oklahoma heritage. You don't have a lot of people making sand plum jelly anymore.
No, you don't, and it's the best. I'm sorry. I'll argue all day long with anybody over any kind of other homemade jelly, whether it's apricot, peach, or apple, or whatever. I'm telling you, wild sand plum is the best out there.
Oh, for sure. We've really enjoyed it every morning. My kids don't know much about it because we don't have sand plums over in Eastern Europe.
Right.
But it's, you know, and they don't produce every year, so you got to get lucky. And this year, there's, you know, the sand plum bushes are really loaded out in our creek beds, and so you got to stock up this year. And the family that came out last week with that probably had about 25 jars for sale.
So how old are your kids?
So we welcome. So I have two daughters. I've got a 10-year-old, Evelina, and I've got a 4-year-old, Samantha. And Evelina's trilingual, so she speaks Russian, Romanian, and English. And Samantha, she speaks English. When we came over last year, she was 2.
Oh yeah. So does she have your language? Because I know you're from Western Oklahoma. When you said taters at the farmer's market, not potatoes, so you're right in there. You fit in there right with the rest of us. So.
Well, you know, when you're raised around, well, when you spent the last 15 years around a multitude of different languages, and they go to a multinational school there, you know, you learn quickly how to jump back into the same dialect. So I can speak, you know, Romanian over in Eastern Europe, but then I can also go out to the villages in Moldova and I can speak village, you know, hometown Romanian. And I can go to the market and buy and sell. And you got to speak a little bit different language there if you're going to, you know, get your point across.
I got
so
you.
So we enjoy coming out here.
So what was your kid's first reaction to the first taste of sand plum jelly?
Well, we put the strawberry jam back in the refrigerator, and we just, you know, kept the sand plum jelly. The problem is it goes pretty quick when you got kids eating toast in the morning every morning. So it's kind of a special treat, and we try not to go through a jar in one breakfast. We try to keep it throughout the week. So their reaction was quite positive, but, you know, you... You kind of got to keep the reins on them where they'll go through it real quick.
Yeah. Anyway, well, I seen a recipe the other day and with sand plum jelly, and it's on a grilled cheese. So instead of putting mayonnaise on a grilled cheese and grilling it with cheese on it, obviously, and butter on your bread, instead of mayonnaise, they put sand plum jelly on it. So you need to try that for your kids and see how they react.
Well, okay.
Don't forget the butter.
Oh, yeah, we'll put that on the radar, then, on the menu list for next week. Yeah. So that's unusual for sure.
Well, they, okay, so We kind of got covered. If you want to go to, or if you even want to bring some vegetables over, you can email, say that email again.
Knute Farmers Market.
Yeah,
at Knute Gmail. farmersmarket@gmail.com.
Yeah. Or just show
up. You can
up.
Call me, or just show up. Just show up right across from the Domino's in Knute. We're happy to have additional vendors. We're just trying to get things moving. We've got a ton of families in Knute that next year are committed. And this year, they're, you know, maybe after all this rain, looking at their small gardens and realizing that they're going to have a bumper crop of squash here coming up quick. So we, we'll be posting photos on Facebook, and we're posting photos through what the Youth Ministry Service, which is kind of coordinating this. It's called the Regeneration Youth Ministries, and they're getting that back up and starting some activities. And this farmers market is kind of part of the activity surrounding that new youth ministry service that they're restarting.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Just KnuteFarmersMarket@gmail, and I'll leave my phone number, too. I'd be happy to take any calls and answer questions if somebody has those. And my phone number is 580-812-0152.
Okay, 0-8-812-0152, and get a hold of her, and just either that or just come on over and show up with your vegetables in the morning. I promise you, when my cantaloupe start producing here pretty quick, because I got a lot of plants and I got a lot of okra, I'll send my wife over. Her and Paul are like, they're like tight. So anyway, that'll be fun to watch them two do something over there. And anyway, so you've said something before you came on there, and it's already stuck in my brain. It'll probably stay it, because I've never heard anybody say the weather the way you did. You said the weather in Western Oklahoma was bipolar. Explain to why you said that.
Well, when we came in last year, right after the start of when Russia invaded Ukraine, and we woke up, we heard those explosions, and we decided, you know, let's go back to Oklahoma, be a little bit safer there. And we came, and we were here the whole year. Well, we were here for 6 months in a continuous burn ban. And we come back this year, and it's just been nothing but thunderstorm after thunderstorm. It's completely bipolar. Or...
That's hilarious. I love it. I gotta remember, that's gonna probably be one of my new words. I'll steal it from you, one of my new words on the weather, because I love doing weather. Okay, we're gonna go to Oklahoma's weather's going in its bipolar mode. So anyway, that's pretty cool. So tell us a little bit about hubby. Is he over there? Has he come over here for any time, or is he sticking it out over there watching the ranch?
Yeah, he's there. We're in full canola harvest mode right now, and because the Russians have continued to blockade the Odessa port, which is not just Odessa, but really all of the ports on the Black Sea there, even going down into Romania, we're not able to get product out. So we've got 2 years' worth of harvest stored in the barn, and nothing different. We're continuing to harvest our canola right now and just put it straight into the barn. So eventually, you know, prices are very low. Very low. I'll try to get some translations next week on how low the prices have bottomed out over there. But we're just storing it in the barn and trying to, you know, wake up every morning and do the same thing. And people who had a little bit, were in a little bit better debt situation, are able to weather the storm. But then we've had a lot of neighbors already go under from just not being able to sell any crops the last 2 years.
It's a bad deal. Well, I know our listeners, and myself included, will be looking forward to having you come on the show, and we'll start with A and end up Z with what goes on over there and how things differ there than here, and just all kinds of things to talk about with you. And thank you for taking your time out of today and talking about the Knute Farmers Market that's starting at 8 in the morning. Is that right?
8 in the morning, yep. 8 until sell out, or 8 until 11. And if it's chilly tomorrow, you can get a coffee at the Domino's across the street. And then if it gets too hot, you can get a Coke or iced tea over there too. So,
you know, my
we'd
favorite
appreciate everybody coming out.
You know, my favorite ex-mother-in-law lives in Knute, right?
I'm learning now all these family connections. I've been away for so many years. I get back in, and Paula McCree is a really good help on helping me figure out who is who. But I didn't know that.
Yeah, my favorite ex-mother-in-law, she loves it when I call her that because she's my only ex-mother-in-law. But anyway, she likes me. I don't know why, but she likes me. So anyway, and I know your mom and dad real well and appreciate you coming on and might be able to sneak over in the morning and check out what's happening at the farmer's market.
Come over. I'll be sitting somewhere out there with my thermos of coffee and probably two kids running around. So
okay.
Love to see you.
Thanks, Kelsey. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Okay. Let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When I come back, I got something about them and your Northwestern Oklahoma and Northeastern Texas Panhandle forecast coming up for you pretty soon.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had an incident this past December. We had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind them. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town, because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of it.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Gather the family and friends and join us for the 33rd annual Foss Lake Christmas in July Festival, July 7th and 8th. Activities begin at 1 on Friday when a variety of vendors will be ready to share their wares and their food with you. Some highlights include honoring our veterans and first responders at 6 o'clock Friday evening. From 8 to 11, the Dean Jackson Band will liven up the evening with a free concert. Saturday begins at 7 a.m. at the State Park office with the Foss Fun Run Across the Dam. Disc Golfers Tournament starts at 8, with $800 added cash, and at 9:30, join the kayakers at Chinaberry for the trail ride, and 10:30 brings the little Foss Lake King and Queen pageant. Begin registering at 11 for the Cornhole Tournament with $2,000 guaranteed payout. The evening ends with music-generated fireworks lighting up the sky. Enjoy jam-packed fun July 7th and 8th at Foss Lake Christmas in July Festival. Find a complete list of events on the web, FossLakeChristmasInJuly.com, or follow us on Facebook.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaugh, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back again. Excuse me. Thank you, Kelsey Walters, for coming on talking about the farmers market at Canute. It'll be happening in the morning from 8 to 11 or 8 to whenever it runs out. I know it's there sometimes when I take some produce over there, it's gone and ASAP. So sometimes it don't last as long. So early bird gets the worm. So show up early, get your vegetables, buy them all out, and move, especially the sand plug. I will talk to somebody out there about trading some cantaloupe or maybe even some watermelon or maybe some tomatoes or okra for some sand plum jam. You're interested, 580-225-9697. I'm your guy on that trade. Okay, I'm messed up here and I didn't get my forecast ready, so bear with me here real quick. Internet's working great today. Let me change go. I'm going to pick Cherokee, Oklahoma, North Central, up there near the Kansas state line for your forecast today. It's been a while since I gave the forecast out for Cherokee. 86 degrees currently, 92 is what it feels like. Dew point 71, humidity 61, no rainfall in the last 24 hours. The wind is out of the... Let's back up. It just updated for some crazy reason. Let me start all over. I knew that sounded high on the temperatures. 71 degrees at Cherokee, 67 is the dew point. Humidity's 88, and I storied. They've had 0.37 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. Winds out of the northeast at 10 miles an hour. Wind gust at 15. Sunset at 8:56 today. Today mostly cloudy and 88. Gonna have to hurry to get to 88 tonight. 80% chance of rain showers tomorrow. 30% chance of thunderstorms. 81 for a high tomorrow night. 50% Sunday. 30% chance of storms. 83 for a high Monday. 90 and sunny. Tuesday she's warming back up. 95 degrees, and that's your forecast for Cherokee, Oklahoma. All right, the Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County. For animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies, they are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Hepley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They've been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, right there on the east side of Wheeler, Texas. They look forward to serving you. Easy to find. Coming in from Oklahoma on 152. Look to your left, just as you get into Wheeler, bam, it's right there in your face. So anyway, also coming up next Friday through Sunday, July 14th, 15th, and 16th, the Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Festival. Oh my gosh, it's going to be a great weekend again. This is the third annual one. The Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Roundup, which is always hilarious and fun to watch, will be at the Rodeo Arena starting at 7 o'clock. The Sarah High School FFA Calf Fry starts at 6. The Roundup After Party at the Sarah National Golf Course will be there with the Dean Jackson Band starts at 9 o'clock, free. And there will be a food truck on site Friday evening. No outside beverages that will be allowed. Entry is free with a donation to the Dust Bowl Days Festival, open to the public. Kitty Corral available in the clubhouse. Silent auction, free giveaways. Saturday, big day. Parade, 10 a.m. I'll be emceeing the parade. I'll try not to talk anything bad about any of the entries. They already have 30 entries. Then come out to the park, free swimming, mini golf, open mic set. You can come out there and sing if you want to. I'm going to see if I can get Sean Wilson to come over there and sing. And then they got all kinds of vendors set up. The cool one, I think, is with Ranger Kate from the Wichita battlefield up at Cheyenne, Roger Mills County. It's pretty cool. Cody Clark, the blacksmith, will be there. Food trucks, vendors, all stuff. Then the park's going to close down around 4 o'clock. Cleared up, and then here comes the second annual. KECO-FM and Wheeler General Store Wild Plum Jam Fest Music Festival. And Joe Merrick with Even Money Band, Tyler Wilhelm, one of my favorites, Mickey and the Motor Cars, and Asleep at the Wheel. $50 a person. Music starts at 4:30. So anyway, man, it's got it going on. We got the Christmas in July this weekend, so all kinds of good things are going on. All right, let's get back to some agriculture. I have a deal set up here. Make sure my buttons are right. Pretty good about this. There we go. Anyway, the USDA announced some stuff on cotton. I want you guys to hear this.
Cotton growers planted 11.1 million acres in 2023, down 19% from last year. Planted area decreased in 16 of the 17 major cotton-producing states from 2022. The largest decreases in Texas, where planted acreage decreased by 1.77 million acres from last year. Nationwide, 89% of the cotton crop was planted by June 18th, 6% behind the previous year and 5% behind the five-year average. 19% of the nation's cotton acreage had reached the squaring stage by June 18th, 2% behind both last year and the five-year average. On June 18th, 47% of the 2023 cotton acreage was rated in good to excellent condition, 2% below the previous week, but 7% above the previous year. Cotton growers in Georgia planted an estimated 1.2 million acres, down 7% from 2022. Alabama forecasts a 13% decrease in planting this year at 380,000 acres of cotton. In Florida, cotton planting is estimated at 90,000 acres, a 15% decrease from the previous season. This is Becky Summer with the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Thank you, Becky, for that update. And there you go. Cotton planting is way down. Well, guess what? I got one of my favorite guys, Tyrone Spearman from Georgia. He's got a deal on for us about peanuts.
USDA's Ag Statistics released the estimated planted acres for crops this past week. Planted area estimated for peanuts is 1.58 million acres. That's up 9% from 2022. The area for harvest is estimated at 1.54 million acres. That's up 11% from last year. In Georgia, the largest peanut-producing state, planted acres is up 11% from 2022. And as of June the 25th, 69% of the acreage was rated good to excellent condition compared to last year. And we're showing Alabama will increase their acres up to 170,000 acres planted compared to 165 last year. And then Florida will be 175,000 acres. They had 150,000 last year. And Georgia will have 760,000 acres compared to 685 last year. In other items, corn planted at 94.1 million acres. That's up 6%. Soybeans were down 5% on acreage. Wheat was up 9%. And cotton, 11.1 million acres. They're down 19% from last year. That's our report from the estimated planted acres of crops this year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.
Thank you, Tyron. We appreciate that. Well, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. And when we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. For 18 years, we've been bringing you the best furniture deals in Oklahoma. We have bedroom sets which includes queen bed, dresser, mirror, nightstand, and matching chest. Our competitor's price is $1,099. At Galleria, it's just $799. And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price or it's yours for free. Visit any of our 7 locations, including our huge main store at I-40 in Portland.
Appliances not included.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I've picked Tipton, and the reason why I've picked Tipton is I don't usually check Facebook during the show, but I just happened to check Facebook. And gentleman that listens to the show, actually, he's baling hay right now and down there around Frederick, somewhere in that area. There's no telling around Frederick where he's at. Anyway, so he's baling hay and listening to the show. So Tipton's the closest place I could get to Frederick. So hopefully this is good enough for you. 81 degrees down there, feels like 85. Dew points at 72, humidity's at 73. And also, it was sprinkling on his windshield on that tractor that he showed the video up there on the show. The winds are out of the southeast at 17 miles an hour. Sunset at 8:52 today. Hot, 100 degrees. You better get all that baling done. 30% chance of storms tonight, 73. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 95. Tomorrow night, 30% chance of showers. Sunday, 20% chance of showers and 91 degrees. Monday, 95, partly sunny. Tuesday, I hate to see this, this show's hot. 101 for a high with winds out of the southeast, south-southeast, 9 to 15 miles an hour. So anyways, nah, don't look too bad down there at Tipton for the weekend, but come first part of the week, back to what Kelsey called bipolar Oklahoma weather. So anyway, the rain is just crazy this year, and I like it. Oh, we had somebody texting, hey, Jimmy, you need to find us a market for bream weed, careless weeds, and milkweed, and we could all retire this year. I actually think there's a bunch of people, or some people, that come in, travel through here from California and Arizona, in the fall and get farmers' permissions to go out there and clip off the broom weed once it's mature, and they take it back and they sell it as decorations for inside homes and vases and all kinds of stuff. So anyway, there is a market for it. Careless weeds and milkweed, I don't know what the heck you're going to do with that once you cut it. It's going to wilt on you, but the milkweed's a pretty good deal, food for the butterflies. How about that? Okay. I know you guys think we're not in a drought, but we still aren't in a drought. Here's the newest update. Jared had said, talked about it briefly on his news before the show started. I'm telling you, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, and it looks like parts of Illinois, them guys are all in the red. Most of the, not all of it, but big chunk of it's in the D3 extreme drought. And the D3 and D4 is creeping back in to Oklahoma. It looks like it's probably very north central where I-35 comes into Wichita there, into that area, into Kansas there, and the D4 is east of I-35 up there. A lot of Oklahoma is in the, you want to call it the DO, abnormally dry deal, but we are still in a D1 and D3 in southwestern Oklahoma. It's still there. I know we've been getting rains, but there's a lot of places that the ponds hadn't filled up yet. So anyway, that's the latest from the drought monitor. We're looking better, and I say this while it's raining, but anyway, we'll get it going. And matter of fact, 17 of the top 18 corn growing states are in a drought starting July. Drought continues to concentrate within America's breadbasket with some minor relief in some of the top corn growing states. Colorado is the only top corn growing state that did not indicate drought stress in its release on July 6th, which is yesterday. Illinois, they've got some rain in some areas that's helping. Indiana's in a D2 severe drought. Iowa, it's just a whole bunch of stuff going on there. Drought conditions improved from the week prior in parts of southern Iowa. Some locations saw more than 300% of normal rainfall over the reporting period. At the same time, drought expanded in portions of eastern and west central Iowa. 5% of Iowa is in a D3 drought, and a 7-day precipitation forecast and short-term outlooks continue to show a cooler and wetter signal, and that's great. Kansas is less than 2% of the whole state is free of drought stress. Kentucky, D1 drought conditions cover about 11% of the state. Michigan, all of Michigan's lower peninsula is suffering from drought stress, D2 or more. Minnesota, 9%, D2 or more. Missouri, pockets of D3 extreme drought expanded in Missouri's report this week and now cover more than 24% of the state, with only 2% of it drought-free. Nebraska, more than 11% of it is in a D4 exceptional drought. North Carolina, only covered about 8% drought. So anyway, Iowa, 1%, Pennsylvania, 2%. North Dakota, 46% of North Dakota acres are in some kind of drought. And down here in Texas, D4 exceptional drought in Central Texas was unchanged in Thursday's report. D3 extreme drought covers more than 1% of the state, and less than 28% of the Lone Star State is free of drought. Can I get an amen? So anyway, it is Friday. I'll see you guys Monday. Hope you enjoyed our short week this week. Jill will be back with me, I think, Monday. And we got all kinds of stuff going on next week. We got a special agent for the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Paul Cornett, going to be in Wednesday. So is Joe Merritt. And we got a busy week next week. You guys have a great weekend. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. And God bless.